Hi guys, so today I'm going to talk about my story. My name is Nicola Jana and I'm from Colombia, and I'm talking about how I immigrated here to the United States when I was 9 years old. I came with my single mother because we moved out here because everything started because my dad dies when my mom was 8 months pregnant, so it was like really hard for her to like raise a kid by her own. So technically we just like to came here because like the family on my dad's side was trying to pay her technically so they can keep me, and they was like harassing her and they was like telling her like really hard stuff about like she was gonna get killed if she don't give me to them and all that stuff. So she was actually worried for my life and her own life. So she decided to come here to give me like a better life, following the thing everyone says to an immigrant, the American dream, which they paint this as something good. They paint it as something like, oh, it's going to be easy to find a job, to learn the language, having a house, you're going to save a lot of money, and you come in, like in less than a year, you're going to have like a bunch of money to go back to your country. Oh, well, that's not true. It's not true because then they didn't tell my mom, like, literally you have to get to the point to find 3 jobs. Literally, they didn't tell her it was really hard to learn a new language, leaving her family behind, trying to still, like, raise a kid. It was, like, really hard for her. At the same time, it was really hard for me because I didn't got to really see her. She was like an absent parent for me, not because she wanted to, because having 3 jobs is really hard for everyone. No matter if you're like an immigrant, if you're American, no matter where you came from, having 3 jobs is not easy for no one. And that's why my mom has to pass through, so she can give me a good life, a place to live, so she can give me food, so she can give me education. It was really hard for her. I barely got to see her. I got to see her probably like max like 2 or 3 hours per week. And per day I just got to see her like 30 minutes sometimes or less, or I don't see her at all. So that kind of make me more like an independent kid. I had to do like a bunch of stuff. Like I learned how to cook. I learned how to like dress my own self. I learned how to do like a bunch of stuff, probably like an normal like 9-year-old with like both parents wouldn't be doing, because you know they have like that emotional support from their parent. They have, their parents have the ability to be there. Oh well, that was not part of my story. At the same time, that encouraged me more to like learn about English, learn about the American culture, encourage myself to like be more open and trying to meet more people and learn their like how they act, how everything is here. Because on my first year when I was here, since I didn't have my mom, I have to like see how I do my homework on my own, communicate with people on my own. I have to learn the language for her because it's hard to like have to translate to your parents, like for school, for their own work, from like health stuff. It's like really hard. So yeah, in my first 3 years here, I learned how to speak English, I learned how to read, I learned how to write it, and all the others, so I can help my mom on her appointments, because the second year we came here, we find out she was having breast cancer, and it was like really hard for us, because I thought I wasn't going to have actually more time with her, because I barely spent time with her. It was really hard for me, because we didn't have like actual like help. Yeah, so because we actually don't have helping us, we don't have like medical insurance and nothing, so it was like really expensive for us. But like at the end of the day, like we find a solution, a lot of people like support us, and we can put her in a treatment, and now she's good, thank God. But yeah, it was like really hard to pass through all those things, being like on the first years here and not having like actually like a support, like a family support with us and nothing like that. But at the end of the day, being an immigrant, it's not at all bad. It's like really good because you got to learn like more about other people. You got to learn new experiences. You make yourself more independent and more as a kid because you got to learn like new things and like put yourself into like, yes, you can. Yes, you can do it. You don't actually like need other people to do something. Like you learn how to do the stuff on your own. So the only thing I can say to those people who feel like that it's going to be done and like they can like actually reach the American dream. Yeah, at first it's going to be hard to reach the American dream, but at the end of the day, you will see that result.